Some of Mr. Nader's own supporters were protesting after he made his announcement in a television studio this morning. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Lyson.
Ralph Nader didn't have to go far to see for himself the controversy his decision to run again is creating inside the Democratic Party. Outside the NBC studios, a group of protesters echoed the sentiments of many Democrats this year that a vote for Nader would be a vote for the re-election of George W. Bush, a prospect that has united Democrats like no other this year.
Don't help Bush! Don't help Bush! Run, Ralph, run! People need a choice!
But there were also pro-Nader protesters. Chris Driscoll of Tacoma Park, Maryland, is thrilled that Nader is getting in again.
This is the best service he could possibly do at this time to make sure that the people's issues are inserted into this election process.
But that is a minority view among Democrats. Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm said if she could talk directly to Ralph Nader, she'd deliver the same message that other Democratic leaders, including party chairman Terry McAuliffe, have delivered without success.
Please don't run. Your supporters can find a home in the Democratic Party, but to run would suggest or make us all worry that we are going to lose the election because you'd be taking points away from the Democratic Party.
In Michigan in 2000, Granholm says Nader won 2% of the vote. A small number, but in a close race, it could be decisive. Bill Richardson is the governor of New Mexico, where the Green Party routinely wins 5% of the vote. Even though Nader will not have the Green Party organization behind him this time, Richardson says he still is a potential problem for Democrats.
I don't believe Ralph Nader will have the effect this time as he did last time because he doesn't have a base. The Green Party is not supporting him. So if he runs, it's about his ego, about his vanity, not about a movement, not about what Ralph believes in. He just hunkers for the limelight. But clearly he will hurt the Democrats if he runs.
In 2000, Nader won 2.8% of the popular vote nationwide. Polls show that a majority of his votes would have gone to Gore if Nader had not been on the ballot. Although it's impossible to know how many of Nader's voters would have stayed home if he wasn't running, in two states, New Hampshire and Florida, George W. Bush won by narrow enough margins and Nader got enough votes so that if Al Gore had received the preponderance of Nader's votes in just one of those states, he could have won the general election. Mara Lyason, NPR News, Washington.